On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, how did your dog embarrass you?
Oh, our man from the Eagles, Andrew Gaff. Oh, he was in pain, wasn't he, reviewing last night's loss to the Bombers.
And a wrap-up of our week.
Save time with the Claire, Matt and Kimber Catch-Up and save 35% on your natural gas charges when you switch to Clean Heat. T's and C's apply.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, we wanted to talk on this special day of Bring Your Dog to Work Day, where we're lucky enough to have a workplace that let us do it.
Yes.
And McGruff embarrassed me last time, so this year I've said, could we, you know, behave ourselves?
Yeah.
But we would what like to know, well, he's working on it so far. But we want to know when your dog really embarrassed you. Diane's in Rivervale. Diane, when did your dog embarrass you?
Yes, good morning. We went to the Anzac Day Dawn service in Albany a few years ago.
Yes.
With our little Maltese Shih Tzu, Rosie, who was quite young.
Mm.
And when the bugler played the last post, he just cowled for the entire time.
We were with my
uncle and auntie, and we tried to hide her under my uncle's jacket, but she still wouldn't stop, and she just maintained the howl. And people came up afterwards. We were so embarrassed, and everyone just kept saying, that was so nice. We just wanted to hide, but everyone said it was really good.
Oh, really?
Well, I can imagine it being quite haunting, because the last post is, and hearing a dog howl in that way, I can imagine it adding to the power of the moment.
Well, it actually did, and we were so embarrassed, and it wasn't until afterwards that people go, yeah, that was okay, but yeah, we just wanted to hide.
I can imagine.
And more you're spending the whole time going, shh, Rosie, shh, Rosie,
oh, and we're trying to shove her under my uncle's jacket where my daughter was hiding as well because it was raining and cold,
yeah,
but it didn't work.
Well, it's always worse when you're at the footy and someone's going, ah, the Eagles, before the game starts and the post is playing. Yeah, that's always worse.
Yes,
great, cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. Good on you, Diane. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
The
bye.
Pooch can be excluded from controversy.
Yeah, let's go to Kelmscott. David, when did your dog embarrass you?
When I was in the UK, I used to live in a place called Hertfordshire, and I used to take a dog for a walk in Ashridge College, and it was common. And I had a mad Dalmatian called Cleo of Clyde Vale, and it was off the lead, running away. And the next thing I heard these ladies going, oh my gosh, what have we done? What's happened? What's happened? And my dog had gone and done a number two right in the middle of their picnic. I just put the lead in my pocket and walked by as if to say, that's not my dog. I just carried on and just let it catch me up eventually. Yeah.
Oh, how horrific.
Yes. And
it was horrific. Yes.
Yeah. As long as no one mistook it for dip.
Dip's good.
Oh, thanks, David.
Thank you.
I love the name of Cleo, the double barrel name. My mum had a dog in England called Major Patrick of Hyde.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wordy.
Yeah.
To fit on the tag?
Yeah.
Amazing. I love the way David just went, oh, it's not mine.
It's not my dog. Keep going. Steve's in Secret Harbour. Steve, when did your dog really embarrass you?
Well, it didn't actually embarrass me. It just embarrassed mum more than anything. We saved a dog from a little farm, and it was an ugly dog, little Paddy, little Jack Russell. Anyway, he had attitude, so mum thought, oh, I'll get him right, I'll take him to school. So I said, I'll take you, mum, no worries.
Oh, a bit of dog training.
Dog training, so I thought this is going to be good. So grabbed a beer, packet of chips, sat in the back of the ute. Anyway, here we go, and I saw this little wiggly wagtail flying around. I said, oh, yeah, whatever, sort of thing. Next minute, mum's prancing around and all these other shih tzus and poodles and all fluffed up, and here's Paddy with the long hair, and I said, oh yeah, this is going well. Next minute, mum took him off the lead, runs over, grabs the little welly wagtail and starts to eat it.
Oh no!
That isn't all. I just sit there, on you, Paddy.
Mum
runs
that's
over,
terrible.
Grabs him, head down, comes over to me, puts him in the back of the ute.
And his tail was wagging more than ever.
Oh, yeah, he was loving it. He was great.
And not easy to catch a willy wagtail, it has to be said.
So,
no.
I was so proud of
him. proud owner. Well done, Steve.
Cheers, Steve.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, we love him.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Hey. Shut up. The boy is on the radio.
He's an All-Australian, the best wingman in AFL, and he's our man inside the West Coast Eagles. Let's talk footy with Andrew Gaff on Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Gaffy, welcome, mate. We have to say, apart from welcome, what happened, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah, very disappointing. No shying away from what happened. Our start wasn't good enough, and Missed a lot of shots on goal, but it was more than that. They were too quick, obviously, early on, and we missed some targets and missed a lot of tackles as well throughout the game. So we pegged it back a bit at the end and saved a bit of face, but we've just one of those days where a lot of things went wrong, but we've got to be better than that. We've got to get back to training and work hard and make amends for Adelaide next week. Mm. So there's obviously going to be, I think all of us had moments that will probably keep us up at night for the next few nights, which will be tough over the weekend. But
yeah,
we've got to attack Monday, wanting to improve and hopefully get better.
Yeah, for those who missed it was last night at Optus, 51,000 plus there, which is a record for so many big crowds in a row for the Eagles. But 8-4 to 1-6 against Essendon, and eventually a 28-point loss last night at Optus.
Mm, and not a nice morning for you either. You come in off the back of that loss, and then my dog McGruff just barked at you when he came in the studio. Yeah. But how much of it is a mental game when you're out there and you have a bad start? Do you think it's really hard to pull it back for the rest of the game when you sort of, it gets to you mentally early on?
No, that is obviously a big mental side to football, and it depends how big the margin is, I suppose.
Mm.
And
mm.
Once I sort of got out to 40, almost 50 points, you know, it's going to be tough from there. Oh, but yeah. Anything sort of before that, you feel it's winnable, and we've played so well at home this year, and we hope that's going to obviously get back to our winning ways at home for the rest of the season. But we've got to be better at assessing what's going on and stopping teams might kick two or three against us, but it's the way to stop teams kicking six or seven against us in a row, which they did in that first and second quarter. And we feel we've been pretty good at that for most of the year. And yesterday was just a night where things didn't go well, and us as individuals didn't work together as a collective.
And excuse me. And Gaffy, for you personally, you know, the word on the street is that you've been offered a 6-year contract. And is that true? And have you signed? Will you sign? Can you give us a sign?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I briefly sort of saw the article yesterday, but didn't try to read that stuff. I haven't sort of heard too much about that, but I'm focused on playing each week, and I love playing each week with the guys. And when that decision comes,
you'll let us know first, right?
Yeah, definitely. Of course.
first on the street to know.
You'll call us before you call mum.
Of course.
Yeah,
of
right.
Course. Well, of course, I'm sure many people hope it's true, because obviously you're very highly regarded within the club and here in Perth and with for us here at Mick. So we hope you do stay on.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's, obviously, it's been a great start to the year, and we're all focused on turning around what happened last night, and us as individuals, and we know we need to get better.
Yeah, and it goes both ways, Gaffy. Kimber's looking at a 6-year contract this year, and as soon as she signs, she'll call you first before mum.
That's good. Hopefully.
Okay, mate, so against Sydney, 7:15, and then 6:16 against the Bombers. It's not just Darling and Kennedy. Something's breaking down up forward, isn't it? Not enough goals, too many points.
Yeah, and as a midfield group, last week we felt like we almost got the better of Sydney, and we're able to sort of lock the ball in the forward half, but converting was something that was an issue, and that goes with, you've got guys like Waterman who's played 10 games, Rioli who's played 10 games, Flynn Ryan's played 4 or 5, and they're three, half of the guys in the forward line. So it takes weeks and it takes months to get that connection with especially the new guys. And when you got, we've also got Lacroix and Cripps and those guys that have played a lot of footy. So those guys, I'm sure, are doing a lot of work with those younger guys, and we need to turn it around quickly. And I don't think conversion wasn't the issue last night. I think it was probably one of the big issues against Sydney the week before. But we got touched up in a lot of areas last night, and it's something we've got to turn around heading into Adelaide this week, who have also got a couple injuries to their key players, as everyone knows, this year, and we need to make amends.
And sometimes it's just one of those nights, right? It happens in life, and I'm sure it happens in professional sport, and it happened for Scotty Lysette.
Oh, dear. It's been so good all year too, hasn't it? Yeah,
have we got a bit of audio there?
Yeah, have a listen to this.
Lands in the hands of Shuey, gives it the gap, 45 out. Oh, just touched beautifully. Oh, no, it's going to bounce. Oh, Lysette has missed it.
Oh, Scott Lysette's the miss of the year.
One metre out. He tried to kick it off the ground, and he has missed the ball completely.
Not exactly World Cup form.
The fresh air.
But his style was fantastic. Yeah, when you watch it back in slow-mo, the grace of his legs. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, just a shame it didn't make contact.
They'll look at that in the video review this week.
With a high boot. It's just one of those. Oh, that probably summed up the night, really.
Yeah, and
they
had
a few goals that bounced at right angles and went through. And
it's all right. You've got other games to fix it up.
Don't
worry.
Life goes on.
Don't let it get to you. Life goes on.
I mean, you're an experienced player now, Gaffy. We can see your disappointment and your frustration already today. So we're just glad you came and you were honest about what's going on.
No, I've just been, obviously, we had 10 in a row.
You can't
always win every week.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
I think we're third now and in a bit of a logjam with all the other teams. There's so many quality teams. Mm. There's six or seven, eight quality teams at the moment this year. So we sort of, last 2 weeks, we've come back to the pack a bit, but hopefully we get JK back this next week, hopefully, and hopefully JD in a couple of weeks. But life goes on and we've got to figure out how to get better and how to get back on the winners list next week against Adelaide.
Yeah, beat Adelaide and then the two top teams will battle it out. So it gives you a chance to get back.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew Gaff, always good to catch up, buddy. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Good on you.
And you'll hear that game against Adelaide on the weekend on Mix 94.5 for the Eagles. And the Dockers, of course, have a bye.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
What a week it's been. We've had a few days in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Doing the show from there.
It was quite busy, wasn't it?
Yeah, we rubbed shoulders with stars like Eddie Maguire. And
we did. Actually, it was good
Dr.
in the Melbourne.
Dr. Mosley.
Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, in the Melbourne studio, we just happened to catch John Edward. Is he psychic medium? I'm not sure how he describes himself.
Or as it says on Wikipedia, alleged psychic medium.
Alleged psychic medium.
Okay, well, he walked past the studio.
He was very nice, whatever he is.
Yeah, so we sort of grabbed him and had a chat with him, and he was talking about his daughter, who is now on this American TV show.
That's right.
Yeah, she's an actress.
She's 11.
And and he was saying that he doesn't read the scripts beforehand because he likes to be surprised, but his wife reads the script.
Okay.
My wife said to me, she was like, "I think you really want to read episode one." And I was like, "No. I want to be surprised. I don't want to get taken out of the show. I want to see her in character."
Sure.
And in the first episode, she plays Truth or Dare with some of the friends. And it's the opening scene, and she dares one of her friends to place a Monopoly piece in an anatomically inappropriate way.
How'd I do? Well delivered.
Right?
You got the gig.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
John Edward right there
on
the show. And he wasn't in a planned interview. He was just walking by. So he'd been on another show. So
well done, Tom, producer.
Yeah. We weren't sure how he was going to deliver that on air.
Yeah,
no.
One that was planned was George Colombaris from MasterChef, who we had in. It was great to catch up with him. And we had to dig out this one. This is a wonderful comic talent in Australia called Rob Sitch doing his impersonation of George Colombaris from MasterChef.
I said, well done, yeah? I'm proud of you. Yeah,
he's nothing. That brings back memories.
So I said, he's dead, doll, my ear, and my daughter.
What does that mean?
Start cooking.
And obviously, you had the bald head wig going on, all the rest of it. This is what George had to say after we replayed that.
South Africa World Cup.
Oh, right. Was it? Okay.
I was there for it. We got a phone call from SBS for me to go on the show. Sorry, can't contractually. I'm contracted to 10.
Sure.
24 hours later, my lawyer, who looks after me, gets a phone call going from Channel 10, we're so upset George has gone on SBS. It's unacceptable. He's breached his contract. And he's going to me, it's just not possible. I'm at the World Cup with him. We're all here. He hasn't done any TV. They hadn't actually gone in and had a look at what it was.
Oh, really?
And that was Rob Sitch.
Yeah, Rob Sitch. Brilliant.
And it was so funny.
Now, jump to conclusions right there.
Yeah, well, my favourite part of the week was when we told the story of some knickers, some underwear that vibrates for the World Cup every time a goal is scored.
Great product.
But, of course, for someone as insatiable as Kimber Cahill, that simply wasn't enough.
Super disappointing, yes.
Oh, why is that?
Because most of the World Cup scores are like nil all, 1-0. Like, if I'm going to have vibrating knickers, it's not enough stimulation for my liking, is what I'm saying.
You'd like it rather it be sort of attached to the basketball.
Or the
112
AFL.
To 108.
Yes.
Yeah. It's too much of a good thing, Kimber.
No, there's not.
One of my highlights of the week was that Tom, our producer, he's laughing then. He's not often in the room when we're doing stuff. Yeah, that was very funny. What a week it's been, eh?
It's been great, but it's great to be back in Perth.
Sure is.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning.
Oh, you bet.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
You know me, like I like to have a pee out the back of my house. So yesterday I was having a leak in the flower bed and I had this feeling that like I had done it in a past life, sort of like a reincarnation sensation.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh dear.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Switch to Clean Heat for homegrown service. It's easy. Clean Heat. Switch, save, smile.